Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today. In this edition of A&M Conversation With, Steve Goldstein, a senior advisor at A&M and author of Why Are There Snowblowers in Miami, sits down with Private Equity Services Group Managing Director Jeff Schaefer in an ongoing series to discuss his five principles of engagement. Today, they will be talking about speed. Whatever speed you are going is too slow.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for joining us today from Los Angeles.
You're welcome, Steve. Glad to be here.
Today's discussion on the podcast is about speed, how important it is for an organization to move quickly. Mario Andretti, the famous race car driver, has a great quote, which I love. He says, "If your car's under control, you're not going fast enough." I think that looking from the outside in is a real way to help organizations get a sense of what they need to do to move more quickly. What I'd like you to comment on, Jeff, is what's your overall sense of how quickly or slowly companies you work with operate?
A lot of the companies that I work with, and I work with a lot, there's always an opportunity for them to move quicker. I tend to view it as this. Organizations, especially well-run organizations, can take on a sprint or a couple sprints, and they do well in sprint mode. So I agree with the way you're thinking about it.
Can you give me an example of some companies you're working with that work at a sprint pace?
Yeah, I'm working with a company right now, and it's a company in the services business, one of the largest players in their space. And we've done two acquisitions in the past 6 months, and we're about to do our third. And every acquisition, we have a playbook, and we keep trying to bring them in faster and faster.
How do you drive the right level of urgency within the company? Because obviously, you're brought in to execute a plan, and they have to actually do the work, but you're probably pushing them to move a lot faster than their normal pace. How does that work out?
It works out well when we have good leadership at the top, and we're able to react quickly to problems as they come up. Having that right infrastructure that says when something pops up and we know about it quickly allows us to react to it fast. So we were working on an acquisition, and one of the things we did is we had to roll out some new technology. And the way we looked at it was we looked at both organizations, we looked at the org charts of both organizations, and titles looked the same. So we figured, you know, our idea was that the responsibilities were the same. We quickly learned that the responsibilities of the company that was being acquired, even though people had the same job title, were different. And people were really confused when we were asking them to take on new responsibilities. So what we did is we quickly buddied people up. We sent our employees over to the company that we were acquiring, sat them down side by side, and had them buddy up. This we were able to do in a matter of days versus having to write an entire new program and build new training materials, et cetera, et cetera. We've solved the problem in days that could have caused us months to fix, is one example. In other situations, to your second part of your question, when it doesn't work, is sometimes when we're trying to put in, you know, new technology or trying to make, you know, changes in process, and we don't give ourselves enough time to do change management, to do testing and training. You always got to make sure you have that in there. There's ways to do it fast, but if you shortcut those activities, you will fail.
Absolutely. It sounds like in the first case that, you know, you could have really gone down a dark hole if you hadn't figured that out so quickly and assumed that the people who had the same jobs really did not. It's good that you found that out very quickly.
Oh, our risk, Steve, if we mess that up, is we would not have gotten bills to customers in time. We wouldn't have recorded hours worked, and we wouldn't have paid people accurately. It was mission critical to get it right.
Absolutely. I probably wouldn't have thought too well of Alvarez and Marsal either.
No doubt.
Right. So one of the issues that I have found that impedes speed is the structure of corporations in terms of the rigid silos between functional organizations and field versus the home office. How do you, when you walk into companies with your teams, assess the relative level of rigidity of these silos, and what do you do to create cross-functional teams that can drive the right results and deliver what's necessary in the needed timeframes?
Yeah, one of the things we try and do is avoid getting caught up in organizational hierarchy, meaning that we always have to have the senior VP or the president of the division doing the work. We really try and find those people who are two or three levels down in the organization, who have the right mindset, enthusiasm, skill set, and natural leadership to do the work. And those are the people we ID for the big initiatives. These are your future leaders anyway. And in every situation where we've identified those people and given them positions of responsibility, they've brought their A game and stepped up. You got to find those people.
Absolutely. What's your view about, I have this view that large companies, very large companies, their cycle times are measured in, months, quarters, and years, and startups are measured in hours, days, and weeks. How do you find the proper balance? The companies you work in are sort of in the middle. So how do you find the proper balance between moving quickly like a startup, but exercising the proper discipline that comes from what some of the larger companies have learned how to do quite well?
Yeah, it's a great point. And the way we try and think about it is, if you were to ask any executive, should we go faster or slower? The answer is always going to be, let's go faster so we can achieve those business results. So what we try and do is think about, within the culture of a business and the things that need to get done, where are the things that we can shortcut or run in parallel versus the things we need to do concurrently? And when you start to lay those out, you can find the efficiencies and you can start to move quicker.
That's great. That's a good answer. Jeff, I want to thank you very much for sharing your experience and expertise with us on this episode. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Steve. Glad to be here.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.